Hey, Chevra. Oh, perfect timing. Come. If you need more chairs, get from the back room in there.
Okay.
Chevra, always a schus to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Prepare for the Eilul Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh, first Shabbos of Mar Cheshvan. First Shabbos Mar Cheshvan is a big zman to be Nepach, to turn around and bring sweetness to the to what's called a bitter month. But the whole Avodah is just to recognize that the Avodah is to make sure it's not bitter. You know, those of us that daven Nesuch Svard, so in Rosh Chodesh Musaf, we added a Tzeref of Havaya. Right? Every month there's a different Tzeref of Shem Havaya. Right? We've spoken about this here before, some of the Chevers should know, but like for example, the one that's in order is the month of Nisan, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. The pasuk of Yismuch L'Hashemayim is Havgalarts, it's Rosh Tevos, Yud Kei Vav Kei. For the month of Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan, the month of Mar Cheshvan, bring you guys. You guys could come also. Come all the way here if you. Bring all the way here. You can see. Mar Cheshvan is Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. Vav Hei Yud. Udvash Hayoim. So Mar Cheshvan, and the Tzeref of Havaya that has a shlit over the month is about Dvash, about honey. What's it telling you? It's telling you the whole Avodah is to sweeten it. Torah and with mitzvahs, and even though we might not have any Yom Tovim, we have Shabbos Kodesh, and we have every day to daven, to learn. Bez Hashem is Baruch. But before we begin anything, just want to say all the Torah tonight, this is being all the chizik, all the Cyrus, all the brachas is being sponsored, first of all by Ariel and Leanne Master of my close Talmud and Talmidah, who I love so much. Unfortunately, Leanne lost her grandfather this week, Yitzchak ben Esther. Therefore, all the Torah, the Chizik Sayers, should be a schus, Lil Nishmaso, should be a schus for his neshama, and he should be a male Yosher for the beautiful Mishpacha, until the Zoych should be tantik with him, and also continue to be sponsored anonymously, Lerfu Shalema, we should all have in our tefillahs, Fu Shalema, Eliezer Rafal, Ben Tzara Sima, Shedem Refuos, and Yeshuos, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, the schus of all the Torah, and the schus of all the Chizik, and all the Sayers, Bez Hashem. You know, when I'm thinking about what to speak about, these parashios specifically, it's like there's so much. How much do we all love Sefer Bereishis? Like every, I mean, Halavai, we should love all of Torah, don't get me wrong, but, you know, the middle of the Yikra, you're talking about all the Kabanos, there's a different connection, different kesher than the parashios of Bereishis. It's our life. It's who we are. It's our Yisoidos. It's Maisa of Asim L'Banim. Such special parashios. And here we have parashios Noach. There's so much to talk about Noach, so much to learn about Noach. Noach, the Torah starts, Eila told us, Noach ish tzaddik tomim, hayu bedorosov. In the opening pasuk of the parasha, it calls him a tzaddik tomim. Tzaddik tomim means he's a complete, pure, tremendous tzaddik, and that's why it's hard to even understand fully, which we'll talk about a little bit tonight. That famous Rashi at the beginning, and all the Mamre Chazal that give the possibility that he wasn't such a big tzaddik. Compared to Avram, maybe he wasn't such a big tzaddik. Gnayin, Mekatne Amuna, Mamin Veinu Mamin. We'll see, we'll understand this. But here, what's interesting is just in the Psukim, forgetting, putting to the side for a moment the Mamre Chazal, in the Pasuk, it calls him a tzaddik tamim. But if we fast forward, that's in Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, right at the beginning of the parasha. We fast forward, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Vayoyimer Hashem l'Noach. Hashem says to Noach, Bo ato v'chol beisach b'yischa el ha-teva. Ki oscha re'isi tzadik l'fanai b'dor hazeh. That I want you and your family to come into the teva because you I see as a tzadik in this generation. But there, so it calls him a tzadik, but doesn't call him a tzadik tamim. Kobe, what country is he in? What continent is he in?
Much clearer.
Kobe, where are you?
I'm in Melbourne.
Melbourne. I'm going to tell you. 100% from the 16 years, 17 years, or whatever length we've been given this year, we've had guys call in, we've had guys on Zoom, we've had guys live from throughout the country, we've had guys from Eretz Yisrael, never before from Australia. It's Pam Rishona, Sheikh Yana V'Gimano. What time is it there?
It's about 3 p.m., 2:42 p.m.
Wow, what day?
Wednesday.
Erev Shabbos. Wow. Wow. Crazy. Okay, Kobe, love you. We're going to get back to share, but this is incredible. Shkoyach, tiskul mitzvos. Love you, love you.
Thanks.
Holy cow. Okay. From Australia. Down under. Getting back to what we're learning, right? So the opening pasuk of the parasha calls Noach a tzaddik tomim. A complete tzaddik. Then later in the parasha, a little bit later, calls him only a tzaddik, not tzaddik tomim. Why? So right away, Rashi picks up on this. Right, if you look at Rashi says, "V'lo nemar tzadik tamim." Why here does it not say tzadik tamim? There's a famous idea. Mikan shomrim. There's a Gemara in Erev, and he quotes, "Mix mikan shomrim mixa shvachel shalde befanav v'kulo shalol befanav." When you're in front of someone and you're talking about an individual, you just give mixa shvachel. You don't give full praise. You don't talk fully about the person. When you're not in front of him, you can fully talk about the person. So Eila tells Noach is talking in general. Noach was here. We tell he's tzaddik tamim. But now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Noach, he calls him not a tzaddik tamim, but just a tzaddik. That's Rashi. But I want to suggest tonight a different approach that I saw based on a Torah from the Heilig Avodah Zavoda, from the Tasha Rebbe's Chosu Yogan Aleinu. Zeichas Ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaver, there's a very famous Zohar. Very famous Zohar that we have to understand. And this Zohar, there's a big Zohar that connects Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zohar says, after Chet Egel, Tochazi ma be Moshe l'shar b'nei Olma. Come and see the difference between Moshe and everyone else in his generation. B'shata d'amr lei kutshabrichu l'moshe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, v'ato hanichu li v'escho oscho l'gai gadol. What happened after Chet Egel? Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to do away with everybody else, and I'm going to leave you alive alone and build a nation through you. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu suggests, Parshas Kisisa, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Miyad Amar Moshe. What does Moshe say? V'chi eshbok dinu di Yisrael begini. I'm going to leave all B'nai Yisrael to judgment. I'm going to just let them be. People will later say, I was the murderer. If I just let that be, so it was like, I'm okay with that. If I'm a kabbal that, I had a part in just wiping out B'nai Yisrael. Okay, it was suggested by the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's like, but ultimately, K'ma David Noach. In other words, like Noach did. You hear what Moshe Rabbeinu says? He realized, what did Noach do? Noach, Hashem saying to Moshe, let me rebuild the world through you. What happened? By Noach was rebuilding you, but more than that. I'm skipping a little bit in the Zohar, but lo boy rachmim alma v'savidi. Noach didn't daven and ask for rachmim for the generation, and they were destroyed. And then what? The world was rebuilt through Noach, but the Zohar famously said, "Bingin kach ikram mehamabal shmei." Come on, Domer and Yeshaya. May Noach. It calls the May Mabel May Noach. Meaning what? It was like his waters. He was the reason for destruction. Now did he do, even if, with all the Mamre Chazal and everything we spoke about, even if he wasn't the biggest tzaddik in the world, and he made some mistakes, in tzaddik b'shal yachta, that's the MS, but l'maisa. He wasn't the one that created the necessity to destroy the world. He wasn't involved in all the taifas and chamas and everything that he did. That being said, because of him, the world destroyed. Why? The Zohar says, because he didn't daven on our behalf. He didn't try to save the world. Avram Avinu's davening for Sodom. Maybe there's maybe. Ulai yimatsun sham chamishim. Amayli yimatsun sham arboim arboim. Right? Parshas Vayera. Noach, we don't find anything like that. He didn't daven. He didn't try to save Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it's called May Noach. And Moshe Rabbeinu learned from that and said, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to daven. And therefore, miyad, hashtu tavli de'emus lo yishtani Yisrael. It's good. I'd rather die, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Tavli de'emus v'lo yishtesun Yisrael. I'd rather die and not lose Klal Yisrael. V'cheini namer sifrecha. Wipe me out of your sefer before that. And right away, miyad v'yichal Moshe b'nei Hashem elokav, barachmim lev yisar rachmim l'alma. He davened and davened and saved Klal Yisrael. And he learned that from the lacking of that Noach. I'm just reading you Zohar. Reading you Zohar. So we see from here that Noach was, unfortunately, didn't live up to who he was supposed to be. Didn't daven for us. Didn't ask for rachmim. It was called Mei Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu learned from that. The Arizal says Moshe was a Gilgal of Noach, which makes sense. To me, mitakein what Noach didn't do right. What's the lashon he says? Mecheni na mesifrecha. Mechenina, right? It's erase me from your sefer, which we know in the end, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is not in Parshas Tetzaveh, before you destroy Klal Yisrael. Mecheni are the oisios mei noach. Mecheni, I'm not going to, right? He's hinting, Bimram is, from mei noach, from the fact that Noach was ultimately responsible on some level, as Zohar is saying, for the Mabel. A twist of how most people look at the whole storyline. Obviously, we look at the storyline like he saved the world, and ultimately he did, but on some level he's responsible, the Zohar says, for Bei Mabel. Moshe is not me. And I'm the Gilgal. I'm going to reincarnation. I'm going to be metakin when he messed up. Mecheni nam frizucha mei noach. To be metakin mei noach. So the Lashon, it says, Vayimach is kol hayakum. Vayimach is also Lashon mecheni. Hinting to that. Now the truth is, that was Noach proactively. We see later, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu charges him with building the Teva, and tells him that I want you to build a Teva, and I want you, ultimately he does eventually come around, and he does try to be Mechazik, the Olam. He does, and seemingly, the Tashi Rebbe says he must have davened for them as well at this point, but only later, as we see, right, in Perek Vav Pazuk Yedalev. So what does Rashi tell us there? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I say Lecha Teva Sati Gofer, so he put in tremendous energy, tremendous effort. 120 years he's working on this teva. Why? Kadesh Yeru Anche Dor HaMabel Osik Ba Kuf Chavshana. The people in the generation of the Mabel will see him working 120 years. Vishalino. So they ask him, Mazos Lecha, what are you doing over here? Noach, what are you building? V'Amrlam Atzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Havi Mabel Olam. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Mabel. Ulay Yeshuvu. Maybe you'll return. And if you look in the Gemara in Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Ches, he even goes stronger. He says, basically, I forget the exact lashon I meant to bring, but he says, if you don't turn around quickly, you're going to be mamish destroyed, and he's be mechazik them. So we see eventually he does. So what Zohar says, he doesn't really. So Tashi Rebbe says something so deep and so beautiful. And we're going to develop something from this. He says, Noach does eventually come around and does try to be mechazik and mekarev, but he only does it after he's commanded, basically. After he's told, make the teva. After he's charged by the Rabbono Shlom and given that responsibility. On his own, proactively, he didn't do any of that. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, who's actually being told, let me rebuild through you. And he says, no. I want to be there for my people. I'm going to argue for them. I'm going to daven for them. I'm going to do everything I can for them. In other words, Noach was mitzuva voisa. Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin by being eino mitzuva voice. Noach only did when he was commanded, he did. And that's a level of sitkus. Moshe Rabbeinu went above and beyond, even though he wasn't commanded. On my own, through my own passion, through my own heart, I just want to do. Now the problem is, let's stop there for a moment and just analyze this through the eyes of Gemaras that we all know. When we analyze and compare mitzuva voice of eino mitzuva voice, what do we say? What's the halacha? What's the Gemara say, ultimately? What's gadol? Gadol mitzuva voisa, right? Gadol mitzuva voisa v'sheinu mitzuva voisa. It's better when we do something that we're commanded than we're not commanded. So therefore, wait. Now, everything we just developed seems to be that what? Moshe Rabbeinu is much greater than Noach in this particular way because Noach was only mitzuva voisa and Moshe was eino mitzuva voisa, but shouldn't it pump a carrot, right? What do you mean? Gadol mitzuva voisa, we say. So Noach's greater. What do we say? Mei Noach. And he... So listen closely, Chevra, because we have to develop something so special tonight. Listen closely. Why is it That it's true. Halacha gadol mitzvah oisa. But why is it gadol mitzvah oisa? What do we? I mean, there's a few different days in Rishonim. What's the most famous? And what do we know from the Baal Rishonim? What do we know? Because Yitzro Takva. Because when it's mitzvah, we have a Yetzahara that works hard. But the Yetzahara is always trying to penetrate us, trying to work against us. And if something's mitzvah and commands, the Yetzahara is ready to fight against us, that we shouldn't do it. Because it knows we want to do it. It knows we're supposed to do it. When it's Eino mitzvah, so Yetzahara doesn't get in the way. Because we do that proactively on our own. It doesn't even know we're about to do it. It doesn't even know to fight. It's got no chance. So it's easier. In other words, then, Eino mitzvah osa is easier to do. Because I'm not fighting against the Yetzirah. So God the Mitzvah Osa. Good? But in reality, if you stop and think about it, if you didn't think about that part of the equation, if we knew nothing, we never saw any Gemaras on this, we never saw any discussions on this, what would naturally a person say, what's greater, Mitzvah Osa or Eino Mitzvah Osa? What would you say? I think most people say Eino Mitzvah Osa. Eino Mitzvah Osa means it's from my own passion. I don't have to be told to do it, right? What's better? Imagine you come home and the Chvesiv's Erev Shabbos, and your parent tells you to do something. You say, go and do it. But when you do it on your own, even before they ask you to do it, that's more chashev. That shows I care. That shows more. Sure, if you ask me, I'll do it. But if I do it on my own, even better. You'll see b'shatayim v'slachas, every single one of you should be zoichet, have the most incredible marriage with the most incredible woman by your side. And you're going to make Hashem do a lot for your wife one day, b'shatayim. She's going to appreciate it much, much, much more when you do it on your own before she has to ask you to do it. Trust me. And when she asks you, you'll do it. But if you can do it on your own, it shows more love. It shows more connection. But we have a prod here, Yitzro Takfo. The Yetzahara gets in the way, so it creates a Gadol Mitzvah Osa, because then it's harder to do because you're fighting the Yetzahara. But if it wasn't for that Yetzahara, then what would be greater? Gadol Eino Mitzvah Osa, right? Listen to this. Chavi, you ready? You ready? The Gemara Nida Daf Samach Alf Amibes says, but Asir, mitzvahs are going to be mevatel. In the times of Beis HaMikdash, in the times of Mashiach, that we won't have mitzvahs. Now what is it really? Could it possibly be we won't have mitzvahs? Could it possibly be? Tosfos there says, it means we won't have mitzvahs that are mitzvah voice. It's all going to be Eina mitzvah voice. Why? It all makes so much sense. Chavir, you're holding the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis. What does Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis say? Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis says, listen to this, it's amazing. Put this together. Sukkun and Beis, we say that what's going to happen b'zman Mashiach to our Yetzahara? Shech the Yetzahara. That b'zman Mashiach, there's going to be a shechting of the Yetzahara. We're not going to have a Yetzahara. It's really already before that. That's what the pasuk means in Parshat Yitzavim. Umol Hashem es levecha v'zlevav zarecha. That Hashem's going to circumcise your heart in the times of Mashiach. Look at the Ayin Ramban there. He says Hashem's going to, what does it mean, circumcise your heart? I know about circumcisions of a different part of the body. I don't know about circumcisions of the heart. He says, no, it means Hashem's going to literally like rip out your Yetzahara. B'zman Mashiach. And that's the shechting of the Yetzahara. What's going to happen if the Yetzahara is shechted? So there's no Yetzahara that's fighting against us by the mitzvahs that we're commanded on. So now we're left back to the initial equation. What's greater? Now Gadol Eino Mitzvah Osa. So what does it mean, mitzvahs batelos las lavo? Meaning, it's all going to change. It's no longer mitzvahs that are mitzvah oisa or more chashiv. There is no mitzvah oisa anymore. Because there's no more Yetzahara, it's all going to be Eino Mitzvah Osa. And that's going to be a much higher level. So meaning, in reality, the goal is Eino Mitzvah Osa. Chagadya, we shech the Yetzahara at the end. And therefore, Eino Mitzvah Osa, there's a milas halev. That's our avoda. So that tells me something, Hevra. That tells me something. Therefore, Eina Chanami, Mitzvah Oisa for us is greater, but there's an element of Eina Mitzvah Oisa that's so much more special. There's so much more Ava that's seen from that. There's so much more love, there's so much more. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was so much greater. What do we say? Eila Tolos Noach Nochish Tzadik. Tamim Haya B'dorosov. Noach was a Tzadik. You know why? Because he did everything he was supposed to do. He actually did give tochacha. He did give chizik. He did David. But es Elokim is halich Noach. Has the pasuk again. Only because he was following God. Only when God told him to. He didn't do it on his own. He didn't have the passion to do it on his own. He didn't have the heart to do it on his own. And therefore he was lacking. Bidorosov. When you compare him to the whole generation because of his mitzvosa, he was a tzaddik tamim. Compared to Gadol mitzvosa, he was a tzaddik tamim. But in Parak Zayin it says, if we look just at you as an individual, oischa, you're just a tzaddik. You know why you're just a tzaddik? Because you're not doing eina mitzvah oischa. You're tzaddik tamim and compared to your generation, because you're mitzvah oischa. But as an individual, from your own heart and soul, your mama should have gone above and beyond. You should have gone above and beyond. And the emes is, even though God is mitzvah oischa, each and every one of us needs both elements in our life. We need both elements. Vad that we need. Sometimes we're not so inspired. Sometimes I don't feel. One more, I wake up and I don't feel it, and I'm tired. I want to stay in bed, and I have to push myself. No, but I have a chiyuv to go to daven. I have a chiyuv to go learn. And God will mitzvah oischa, and I have to fight the yetzer. But I also have to bring out the passion and the excitement and the ina mitzvah oischa. And I saw an incredible Shiel Pinchas he brought down last week's parsha. Incredible question that has a few different answers, but very pasha question. Mitzvah puruvu. So we paskin comes out based on the Gemara that who's the mitzvah puruvu on? Only a man. He says, how could it be? A woman's the one. You'll see, b'shatayim lachas, your wife. Your wife is going to be the one that carries this baby for 9 months. That's nauseous. That's difficult. That goes through labor with all the pain and suffering of labor. That's going to be the one. Halavai, you should be amazing fathers and take care of your children and be there. But ultimately, last time I checked, you can't nurse your baby. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so the woman's going to be taking care of the baby a lot more. The woman's, just ultimately, the responsibility goes there more than the man. Even though the man, you should be an amazing father to your children, b'shataifa. But ultimately, a little bit more falls on the woman. It's just the way life is. And you're going to tell me, oh, the mitzvah, but all that, yeah, she doesn't get a mitzvah. Like, the mitzvah's only for the man. Like, really? It's a little crazy, right? It's hard to even comprehend. So there's different answers. The Shita Lo Nada L'mi says that of course the woman also has a mitzvah, but it's Eina Mitzvah V'Osa. Eina Mitzvah V'Osa. She has a mitzvah of Puruvu, but Eina Mitzvah V'Osa. And now we can understand, maybe that's even on some level, a higher level. Meaning not Bizman Azeh, but in the conceptually. Because she has the passion, let's be real. Women naturally have more of a passion to have children, and more of a passion to take care of children, and raise children. Eina Mitzvah V'Osa. But the Shvil Pinchas, I don't remember he quoted someone or himself. Now we find something very beautiful. You know what's so beautiful, Chevra? Listen to this. What happened when each and every one of us were created? So we had a father who was mitzvah oisa. We had a mother that was ain't a mitzvah oisa. So in the biological makeup of every person is a synthesis of mitzvah oisa and ain't a mitzvah oisa. Part of who each and every one of us in our origin is, that I want to serve Hashem both mitzvah and ain't a mitzvah oisa. Because it was in my initial makeup as a person. That's our avodah. Avodah is to be that type of avodah Hashem. So Mamash Hashem brought me a special matana. If you take the gematria of Gadol Eino Mitzuva Voisa. Gadol Eino Mitzuva Voisa is 638. Gadol Eino Mitzuva Voisa. Who do we say was Gadol Mitzuva Voisa? Avram. Seeming for Avram was, there's also Yitzchak and Yaakov, all the Avos. And by the way, it makes sense, because all the Avos were really before Matan Torah. Enoch and Ami, the Yerushalmi, tells us that they were able to perceive Torah, but they weren't really commanded in Torah yet, right? So everything they did was Eino Mitzuva Voisa, which was this very high level, we're saying. Gadol Eino Mitzuva Voisa is 638, exactly Gematria, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Our Avos, our foundation. It's also Gematria, the Rosh Tevos of Shiru LaHashem, Shir Chadash. Why? Because this is a whole new Shir. Atam Kitzvulis Shir is also a whole new way of Torah, it's Eina Mitzvosa. We're so used to Gadol Mitzvosa. We need to synthesize into our lives Eina Mitzvosa. Chaver, a lot of us, we just started a new Zman. We just started a new Zman. Chayrav Zman. Come back after Sukkot and you're back into Yeshiva. And in Yeshiva, you have your Chavrusas, you have Shir, you have a night sitter, whatever you have your day set up. And that's Kilu, your mitzvah, so just getting to where you're supposed to be. But who's getting there a little bit early? Who's waking up a little early to learn a little bit before davening? Who's Bein Astarim's chapping a few extra minutes? Who's the one late at night, not just a Seder, late at night, sitting and pushing a little bit more? Who's on Friday when there isn't yeshiva still making sure I'm going to have a Seder Limud? On Shabbos Kodesh, a Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, whatever. Am I doing my all? Am I going above and beyond? Am I going above and beyond? By the way, I want to suggest maybe something else. That's in bin al makom. We have to be thinking about it. But maybe you could say something else to this whole thing. We were asked. The secondary question was, why is it ultimately that Moshe is greater than Noach? If Noach was Mesuvosa, God was Mesuvosa. I want to suggest, maybe I didn't see this, but I was just thinking about it, and I have some rias to it. But maybe you could say, Vada Gadol Mesuvosa when it comes to Ben Adam Lamakom. When it comes to the mitzvos Ben Adam Lamakom, Mesuvosa, Gadol Mesuvosa. But when it comes to Ben Adam Chaveru, Ben Adam Chaveru, our care for others is all about our heart. Is all about our feelings, our agashas alev. Hashem wants us to be so proactive in that. He wants us not to wait to be told and to be asked. He wants us to be enam etuvavosa when it comes to caring for others. What do we see in a few weeks? How's Eliezer finding a wife for Yitzchak? It's the woman who doesn't have to be asked, who on her own goes and says, I want to give you to drink and the camels to drink proactively. Proactively. That's how we once defined, and Siv Shalom brings from the Beramayim Chaim, is the difference between Chesed and Rachamim. Rachamim is reactive. Chesed is proactive. That's Eina Matsuvosa. Because maybe in Ben Alach Veru, Hashem doesn't want you to wait to be commanded. We know famously that's part of the answer, one of the answers to why there's no bracha on Chesed. A bracha on Chesed, imagine you're doing Chesed for someone. Wait, stop before the Chesed, let me stop and make a bracha. Like as if this is all because of mitzvah, because of Rosh Hashanah. Vada, the Rosh Hashanah wants you to. And we know that. It's also a way of being Mekayim a mitzvah. But you should want to out of the goodness of your heart, because you're a caring individual, because you love this person. And I want to help you. I want to do good for you. I want to just, so maybe you could say, what were we talking about here? We're talking about saving the world, saving other people, being there for other people, or have the risk of being destroyed. There, Vada, Noach, Eina Mitzvavosa, should have been there to help them. You don't have to wait for Mitzvavosa. Maybe when it comes to Ben Alach Avera, God, Eina Mitzvavosa. You see this, the story I once shared this years ago. The Satmar Rebbe, Zeichas Adekan Shvarach, of Yoylish. So Rav Yoylish, we know, had very strong viewpoints on Eretz Yisrael. It's well known. We're not going to get into that right now. So he was often by Tzioinim being bashed. Right? Obviously. And there was a particular newspaper, a Chiloni newspaper. They would constantly be bashing him, making fun of him. And there was one writer that happened to be Dati, was religious, but wrote for this paper. And was always very strong, connected against Rav Yoylish and making fun of Rav Yoylish. This, a lot of leitzanus. This writer's wife got very ill. Big machla. And was told that she needed a special surgery, a special whatever it was, and the doctor was here in New York. And he was sent to New York. But he didn't have the money it was tremendous expenses, because now he doesn't have insurance to cover. And this is years ago, this is way before Chai Lifeline, or, you know, which would help with all these type of things. And incredible, we have such, do we understand the incredible organizations that we have in Klal Yisrael? Incredible, it's unbelievable. The organizations we have, and people, the chesed that's done in our nation. And what is that all? Einam etzuvoisa. What, someone, you think, if someone had to go and command someone to start Chai Lifeline, would have been... These are all can't start, can't pass. To start these institutions, it's all Einam Mitzvavosa, because that's Chesed. Beautiful. Avram Avinu Dekayirin. Incredible. These are the type of people we need to be. We need to just be giving, 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 and not waiting for someone to ask and tell me. I just want to do for others. I just want to give to others. I want to be there for others. Someone's in need, I jump. I jump. I don't wait to be asked. Noah had to wait to be asked to try to save the world. He did it eventually when he was told, but so what? You missed the boat, Noach. You missed the whole boat. So imagine, wait, so this guy, his wife is very sick. He needs all these surgeries. He doesn't have the funds for it. He now needs to take out an apartment, a hotel room in New York or something for a long time. He's not able to work during this whole time. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know where the money was come from. And someone told him, a relative told him, you should go to the Satmar Rav. He's an amazing Baal Chesed. He helps people tremendously. And this guy's thinking to himself, I'm going to go to Satmar Rav. I've been bashing him my whole life. He definitely knows who I am. He's never going to help me. I really, and not just bashing him, made like sonus out of him, mockery out of him. But he had no choice. When you need to help your family member, you'll do anything. And he goes and he's hoping the Satmarav doesn't know who he is. He never saw his face necessarily. And he goes to the Satmarav, and for sure the Satmarav knew who he was. It was like the Satmarav didn't say a word. And he asked him about the surgery and asked him how much you need for it. You must need money for an apartment here and for food here. And he gave him a tremendous sum of money to help him, to take care of everything. And then he said to him one thing: I'm giving you all this money, but only if when it's finished and your wife's doing well and you're ready to go back to Israel, you have to promise me you're going to come back to me. And this man sinks in his seat thinking to himself, okay, I have to do this, but why is he making me do that? Now he's being nice because my wife's sick. When we're better, ready to go back, I'm going to hear it from the Satmar Rebbe. You know, like, that's why he thinks he's asking him to come back, right? And it takes like 6-7 months, and Baruch Hashem, his wife has her fuos and yeshuos, and they're ready to go back. He's ready to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and he made the promise. So he goes back. The Satmar Rebbe looks at him and says, these past 6-7 months you were here, were you able to work at all? No, I wasn't able to work at all. So you've lost out so much parnasa. You're going to need to get back on your feet and get ready back in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to take some time until you start working again, everything. He says, you must need a little more. And he gives him thousands of dollars to take back with him to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he wanted him to come back. Is anyone mechuyev the Satmar Rebbe to do all this? For this guy that's been bashing him? The no bigger Eino Mitzvah Vaisa. But that's a Yid. That's an Avram Vin the Yid. That's the void of Gadol Eino Mitzvah Vaisa, specifically in Chesed. But in all areas, there's a concept of it, and it will be for all of us. Because that's our Ava, that's our passion. It should be our passion for the Bnei Shalom, it's our passion for each other. Every one of us. You know, Chevra, next Shabbos Kodesh. Next Shabbos Kodesh. It's a very Kaddish Shabbos Kaddish. Like for me, even saying it's every Shabbos Kaddish is the highest day of the year. It's a big yard site. It happens to be Rachel Imenu's yard site. Rachel Imenu's Kaddish Kedashim. And we all know Eina Metuva Oisa, what Rachel Imenu did for her sister. Avada was Eina Metuva Oisa, right? It's also the yard site of Rebbe Amari of Nathan Zvifinkel Zechazar Kashbracha. And I can't stop thinking about him and the type of person that he was and what he did for my life. But I want to share a story. Some of you have definitely shared this story with before. But it's a very special story. I have a lot of special stories with him, but I never stop thinking about this story. So one time when I was in the mirror, I went to talk to my Rebbe, to Rav Nachman Zvi, about a few different inyanim, and I was with him for about 45 minutes at his table. It was like, he had a bigger table than this, and it's like dining room, living room. It's where he gave Shir and Erev Shabbos. And we're talking, and the entire time we're talking, he has a pile maybe this high of papers, and he's signing each one. What's Pshat? They were all thank you notes after the mere dinner. Everyone who came in and gave donations, he's thanking every single person that gave a donation to the mere. But he's personally signing everyone. Now, Rav Nachman Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, as you all know, had Parkinson's disease. And his body's flailing in every direction. For him to sign each one took 30 to 40 seconds each one. Because once he got his hand down, he was able to sign. But just to get his hand down, it was all over it. Mamish sometimes take 30, 40 seconds. That's why I'm sitting there. And he's signing every single one. And I'm thinking to myself, they couldn't have had someone stamp them all or a computer image. Why is he doing this? You know why he's doing it? Because the Rashiva of Nassif Vinkel knew that every person that gets this in the mail and gets a personalized thank you signed by the Rosh Hashiva, gonna feel amazing, feel like $1 million. This is incredible. Kodesh Kedashim. I have a letter from the Shiva signed by the Shiva Nathan Shifingal. Incredible. How it made every person. And so he went. Then did he have to do that? Then did Mechuyev him do that? That was the Rosh Hashiva. And I'll tell you something. Ad Yom Moisa, that's what he continued to do. Ad Yom Moisa. I'll tell you how I know. He was Nifter Yud Aleph Cheshvan. 1 month earlier, exactly, Yud Aleph Tishrei. So I was zeicha to be, as Baruch Hashem, every Yom Kippur, I'm zeicha to be in Eretz Yisrael. So that year, Yom Kippur was on Shabbos. Whenever Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, I'm zeicha to stay also Sunday. Because I don't have yeshiva Sunday, I can get back Monday morning. Which is always awesome, because I get to go Matzah Yom Kippur, it's told the Zav Mitzvah and Tants, and it's awesome, and get an extra day. It's amazing. Next year is going to be beautiful. Also, next year Yom Kippur is on a Monday, so I get to go for the Shabbos before. But okay, everyone should come. It'll be incredible. But Lameisa, book your tickets now. It's Kodesh Kedashim.
Important.
Wait, so listen. So my highlight of every trip to Eretz Yisrael when the Rosh Yeshiva was alive was my time I spent with the Rosh Yeshiva. That was the highlight of every trip. Just to spend a few minutes with him when I would take my family to him. It was like you're in the presence of greatness on... Aura she'enu kamo. It was mamish. You know what Rosh Yeshiva was. You know how he grew up like all of us, and who he became, and how he gave himself. And Parkins. I mean, again, I could speak about him for the next hour. So Yud Aleph Tishrei, 1 month before his niftar, Sunday afternoon, I take a few talmidim and we go to his apartment. And I walk in and I look inside. I go in the front door, and you got in. There was a hallway, and you could see into that room where he would give the shir, and we'd sit with him, and we'd talk in the dining room, the living room. And I see the Rosh Yeshiva sitting and learning with like three or four bachrim. And the Rebbetzin comes from the kitchen and sees me and we're talking. And I tell the Rebbetzin, listen, Rebbetzin, please tell the Rosh Yeshiva I was here. And I'm coming back in 6-7 weeks. I was going to go back. I was going to be back for Thanksgiving. And the Rebbetzin says, what do you mean? You're not going to go to Rosh Yeshiva? I said, I'm not going to go to Rosh Yeshiva. It's in the middle of learning and I have my flight soon. And I tried. But tell him I was here. I want you to just tell the Rosh Yeshiva I was here. I can't be Mavatel's Torah. I'll be back in 6-7 weeks. The Rebbetzin says, no, you have to go to him. I said, what do you mean? I can't go. He says, I'm telling you, you have to go to him. He'll be very upset if he knows you were here and you didn't go to him. So basically, the Rebbetzin forced me to go in. Until this day, I'm very thankful of that, because if I didn't go in, I never would have seen the Rosh Yeshiva again. That was the last time I got to spend a few minutes with the Rosh Yeshiva, and I spent probably mamish at most 5 minutes. I got some brachos. I got brachos to talmidim. I asked him a couple things. Got a big kiss that I'll never forget. It's a kiss from the Rosh Yeshiva. I remember, I'll never forget the first time I ever got a kiss from the Rosh Yeshiva. Before we were close, before I learned to him, I was learning in Keren B'Av, and I used to start going every Friday to his shmooz, and it changed my life. And then I went to talk to him before I left Eretz Yisrael for the last, to go back to learn him, to go to YU. So for Eitzah, for coming back to Chutz L'Aretz, I went to talk to him. And it was the first time after we spoke, we were talking for a while, and he leaned over and gave me a kiss. I'll never forget, like, the first time, like, the Rosh Yeshiva, the most special person in the world, gave me a kiss. I remember I danced from there to the Mir Beis Medrash. And I looked, I was very close with Daniel Kalish, Rav Daniel Kalish, right in Waterbury, if everyone knows. So Rav Daniel Kalish was very close. And when I was learning KBY, I used to go to him for Shabbos, like, every other week. He was learning in the Mir in Koil. I remember his first son's bris from Nassim Tzvi was the Sandik. Anyways. So I remember I was running to Daniel to just share with him that I had to tell somebody. Who am I going to tell that would appreciate it? I said, Daniel would be. I went to find him to tell him the Rosh Yeshiva just gave me a kiss. Like, I felt like the greatest I've ever felt in my life, you know? So this last time, he gave me a kiss. And what I would do is, and I was very thankful, it was incredible. And Lameisa, whenever I'd go to Rosh Yeshiva the last few years, I'd try to give a little donation to the Mir, as Zakar Satov. And give a check. Trust me, very little. You could imagine. I'm not giving compared to... But something, just to show Akar Satov, and I give him a check. And every time, I get in the mail a letter thanking me with signed by the Rosh Yeshiva. Okay. So I give this check, Yud Aleph Tishrei. 1 month later, it's one of the most difficult days of my life. I'll never forget the news, waking up in the morning and finding out the Rosh Yeshiva passed away. It was a big shock. Even though he had Parkinson's, but he was well besides that at that point, and he had a heart attack, and It was one of the most difficult days of my life. Broken, destroyed, shocked. Someone who meant so much to me. And the next few days continued to be very difficult. A few days later, mamish, during Shiva still, I get in the mail a letter from the Mir. And I open up the letter. And it's a letter from the Rosh Yeshiva. Thanking me for the last donation. Personally signed by the Rosh Yeshiva. And I just start crying. It was like, their Shiva, it was during Shiva, and I'm getting a letter from their Shiva, and it was like, it was a Nishika, it was like a kiss goodbye. I was like, no, I'm here with you still, you know? And I turn over the letter on the front, postmarked on the letter. The day that the postmarked from the Israeli post office in Hebrew, the date of the postmark is Yud Aleph Cheshvan, the day of the Ptir of their Shiva. That's the date. Obviously signed it like the day before, 2 days before, but that's when it went out, the day of the Ptir. It was like the biggest neshika of the world from the Rashiva. It was like, Mamish lifted me up. The Rashiva had to do it. I have it. I'm going to show the Chevra afterwards. I don't have it on the wall. I have it in my desk. I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you after Chevra. I should have brought it to Shir right here. But I'll show it after. I have it in the other room. Chevra. Rashiva had to do these things. It took him so much time. He had the whole world on his shoulders. He has the biggest yeshiva in the world that he built. He's trying to raise funds for them, give shiur, mechazik the world, has people calling 24/7, yet he's taking the time to sign personally when it took him so much time to do every letter because he knows how a person's going to feel. Eina mitzuva oisa. And that's our avodah. Our avodah is to learn from these parshas and learn from the mishaps and the growth and everything. And ultimately, I want to be that type of person. I want to be a person who goes above and beyond. I want to be a person where vada, whatever I'm mitzuva, I'm going to do. Whatever the bonus I'm going to do. But also ain't a mitzuva. I'm going to go above and beyond. I'm going to be full of ava, full of heart. In my banan al-makum and vada, my banan al-makhvero. Just doing for others, caring for others. Going above and beyond. Ain't a mitzuva oisa. Kash Baruch Hu brought me one last matana. If you take the gematria of gadol, ain't a mitzuva oisa again. First we said gadol ain't a mitzuva oisa was what? Ab mitzuk Yaakov. Or Rashi Teva Shiru L'Hashem Shir Chadash. But if you spell mitzuva, that was spelling mitzuva chaser with one vav. If you spell mitzuva when generally is mole with two vavs, it's gematria 648. 644 plus the four koilos, 648. Exactly gematria. Yiya Mashiach Zedkeinu. So Bez Hashem Esparach will be Zayche. Vada, we already showed al pi halacha that in time of Mashiach it's going to be gadol in a mitzuva oisa. But maybe if we understand that now and put that in our life of Eina Mitzvah Voisa, that's how we'll be Zoycha Yiyah Mashiach Zakeinu B'mheir Yemeinu with Gula Shlema B'karu B'yemeinu.